My name is Rolf Willmann. I'm a senior fishery planning officer. I joined FAO in 1979 for the first time in India. The award was given to me because of my contribution to small-scale fisheries during my career with FAO and in my relation with partners, especially civil society organizations.
You've always had an interest in small-scale fisheries. Where did this interest come from?
The interest really came from my initial first work experience in India. I spent 2 years in India from 1979 to 81. And this is where I learned most of what I know about small-scale fisheries. As a foreigner, of course, you always have the issue of language. In this case, when I lived in Tamil Nadu, which is on the southeast coast of India, but did a lot of work on the southwest coast, which is Kerala, where the local language is Malayalam. And what I realized then is that for us as FAO staff, if we are foreigners to a country, it is a challenge to work directly with the communities. Our work depends on intermediaries, and this is why I felt our relationship to civil society organizations was very critical. After I joined headquarters in 1982, was to prepare for a world conference on fisheries development and management, which was held in 1984. And my concern in the preparations for this conference was always whether small-scale fishing communities and their organizations actually would be adequately represented in a conference of that nature. So I expressed this concern also to my friends in India, the friends I have made during my stay there. And they also saw it in this way. And then in 1986, this International Collective in Support of Fish Workers, a global international NGO, but made up at least two-thirds of the members from developing countries, and with its headquarters based in Madras, where I actually lived in 79 to 81. The purpose of this organization, the NGO, was really to raise awareness on the role of small-scale fisheries and to support their representatives in decision-making processes and to get wider policy recognition of this sector. And right now we are in the process of the development of voluntary guidelines on securing sustainable small-scale fisheries in the context of food security and poverty eradication. And this, in a way, is the culmination of this development, that now there is an international consensus by FAO members on the importance of small-scale fisheries. So the formation of this NGO has been, in a way, very critical for all the work I have done within FAO. I think this is important in addressing issues of small-scale fishers, fishing communities, but also other small-scale, let's say, farmers. We should recognize them as having rights, basic human rights. The problem of small-scale fisheries around the world has often been that their rights to the resources were not properly recognized. And that has led to a situation that there was a lot of unequal competition between industrial fleets. This is a situation which continues until today. The recognition of these rights in development work is still not well articulated. We should not see them as recipients of aid, but as people whom we assist in the realization of their rights. That is a real dramatic change in mindset, which is right now happening. On the political side, we talk of basic principles, that there is transparency, there is effective participation in decision-making, there is accountability, there's the rule of law. All this is extremely important for fishing communities, as it is for other small-scale producers. And I don't think that we can make sustained progress without having these rights implemented and recognized. We need to give as much attention, in my view, to protection of cultural diversity as to protection of biodiversity. It is a challenge. We do not have ready solutions, in fact, how to protect cultural diversity. Small-scale fishing communities are the last large-scale population or people who are hunters and gatherers. We do not find this anywhere else anymore. It is a way of life. It is more than just livelihoods. It is a way of life. It's a cultural identity. If we don't manage our oceans, our seas, our rivers well, we will lose a part of humanity.